evening to all those tuned in. I'm Linda.
And I'm Betty. Tonight we are going to talk about a very serious topic, gun control in the US.
To gain one attitude on gun control, we have Ms. Christian Kemp with us. Hello, Christian.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Christian, would you like to introduce yourself a little?
Yes, sure. So, as you already said, my name is Christian and I'm 36 years old. I'm a New Jersey house mom to three wonderful kids. In my free time, I like to do yoga and to go to the book club. And I like shooting guns.
Did you have experiences with guns in your early years?
Yes. I got in touch with guns at a very early age, as my father owns a gun shop, which my brother and me will inherit one day. He was also the one who gave me my first gun at age 7.
Wow, at age 7? Do you think that's the right age to expose a child to the dangers of having a gun?
Yes, I do think so. I acted the same way with my kids when they were even younger, because I think it's important to know about the responsibility of having a gun when it's still a game for them, you know? That's why my dad bought them toy guns a few years back.
Seems like your dad is quite a supporter of guns in general. Does your husband think the same way?
No, he doesn't. Different from my very middle-class hometown Jeffersonville, my husband had a rather liberal upbringing and adapted a stricter opinion on gun control. But I respect him in that. It's why we have a home in a very liberal neighborhood in Montclair, and our house is completely gun-free. We only go to my hometown once a year to shoot there.
So your father is in favor of guns, and I assume your husband wants a ban. Which side are you on?
Neither. I'm alone in the middle.
Alone in the middle? How do you mean that?
I do want tighter regulations on ARs and high-capacity magazines. And I think we should impose a universal background check on gun buyers. I think every gun owner should be aware of the responsibility of doing no harm. But I think it's not necessarily to ban guns completely. And because of that, I can neither talk to my ultra-liberal friends nor to the average NRA supporter about it. I'm alone in the middle.
You said no one should do harm with guns. How do you feel about recent mass shootings?
I must admit, I was shocked when I heard about the Newtown shooting. It seemed so close. When I heard about it, I cried all night. Partly because this makes me fear about the safety of my own children, and partly because I feel somewhat guilty for liking to shoot guns myself. But I learned that night that you can't blame all gun owners for the irresponsibility of one.
One last question, Christian. Do you feel like you could ever shoot a person in self-defense?
That's a tough question. I don't feel like I could ever harm a person. But I believe if it was for the safety of my children, I think I'd step somewhere I generally wouldn't want to go.
All right, thanks for that opinion.